Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth Time. Once again, I greet you, as always, in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. And if He isn't yours, He can be. If He isn't yours, He wants to be. In fact, if He isn't yours, He came to be. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost, according to the book of Luke chapter 19 and 10. Well, I hope this finds you well. I know it finds you blessed. Hey, listen, friend, you know what we are today? We're one day closer to the coming of the Lord. I believe He's coming, don't you? I'm telling you, I believe He's coming. In fact, I know He is. I don't know when He is, but I do know that He is. He's promised that. He's given us assurance of that, indications of that. Oh, look, we got a record of that throughout His Word. And if I were you, if I wasn't ready, I'd get ready. And if I was ready, thank God, I'd stay ready. I'm telling you, I'd want to hear Him say, well done, wouldn't you? That's what I want. That's what I want. I want to be ready and looking for Him when He comes. I don't want to be ashamed at His appearing. I certainly don't. Well, Debbie and I are glad that you've tuned in today. We know that you made a choice, and it's a choice that we honor. We want to do our best for the glory of God. We want to do our best so that you'll be edified and you'll feel that your time here was invested. I hope you feel that way every time you stop by. Appreciate you. Love you. I haven't told you this in a while, but the truth is, if you weren't there listening, it wouldn't do me any good to be here speaking. So you are such an important part of this little radio ministry. I've opened my Bible to the book of 1 Kings, right after the book of 2 Samuel, right before the book of 2 Kings. And I'm going to be looking in chapter 12. In chapter 12, at a unique man. I'm going to be looking at a man by the name of Jeroboam. So you pray for me. Debbie's got a great song queued up, tuned up, ready to go. The title of that song that she's got is Fastened to the Rock. Hey, listen, friend, be honest with me. If we're building on the sand, we'll be in trouble. We'll find where Jeroboam is built once the sand. We'll be back in a minute.
Sometimes my hope looks dim, but my faith must be in Him. Looking for answers to come while I wait. But I know one thing for sure, in Jesus Christ I am secure. And I know I am fastened to the rock. stand on the rock. I must wait upon the Lord and stand on the rock. I am fastened to the rock.
Well, friend, I'll tell you, that's where we need to be. Look, like I was telling before Debbie began her song, there's only two places we're standing on. It's either on the rock or on the sand. And we're going to read about a man. We're going to preach about a man. We're going to consider a man by the name of Jeroboam, listen, that built his house upon the sand. Maybe I ought to go to the book of Matthew, chapter 7, and read those verses there in the latter part of the Sermon on the Mount where Jesus said, If a man hear my word and keep them, I will liken him unto a man that built his house upon a rock. But if a man heareth my words and believeth not, him will I liken unto a man that built his house upon the sand. Now look, we find in the book of 1 Kings, well, actually in chapter 11 and chapter 12, a story about a unique individual by the name of Jeroboam. Jeroboam was the son of Nebat. In chapter 11 of 1 Kings, verse 26 tells us that Jeroboam was the son of Nebat, an Ephraimite of Zereda, Solomon's servant, whose mother's name was Zeruah, a widow woman. Even he lifted up his hand against the king. Now listen, when we read all the story about Jeroboam, we'll find some unique things about him. We'll find, friend, that he wasn't a fly-by-night individual. I mean, to tell you, this man, according to the Word of God, was an industrious man. Look, let me just read a few things, and I'll just simply try to follow the leadership of the Spirit here. On down in chapter 11 of 1 Kings, the Word of God says this, "And the man Jeroboam was a mighty man of valor, and Solomon, seeing the young man, that he was industrious, he made him ruler over the charge of the house of Joseph." Listen, this man caught the eye of the king. This man by the name of Jeroboam caught the eye of the king. But I can tell you something, friend, God had his eye on him before Solomon did. In fact, as we continue the story here with Jeroboam, after we find the fact that he was a man of valor, he was industrious. Can I tell you what I believe he was? I believe he was charismatic. Not in the type of worship. I'm not talking about he was Pentecostal or that. But he had a charisma about him. He had a great personality. He had a great presence. He had a great power about him. There was natural abilities that seemed to just simply ooze out or exude out of this man by the name of Jeroboam. Hey, listen, the earthly king Solomon that had sinned, that had rebelled against God, who was about to have the judgment of God pronounced upon him, to see the kingdom divided. And oh, listen, God saw this Jeroboam too. In fact, he sent a prophet by the name of Ahijah, and he caught Jeremiah in a field that had a Jeroboam in a field, and Jeroboam had a new coat on. You know what Ahijah did? Ahijah got that coat and he ripped that thing up into 12 pieces, gave 10 to Jeroboam, and began to tell Jeroboam that God had great plans for him, that God would use him in a mighty way. And you know what? Listen to what he said in verse 38 of chapter 11. He said, "It shall be," this is Ahijah now to Jeroboam, "if," now watch that word, "if thou wilt hearken unto all that I command thee, and will walk in my ways, and do that that is right in my sight, to keep my statutes and my commandments, as David my servant did, that I will be with thee and build thee a sure house, as I built for David, and will give Israel unto thee." That was the words of God through Ahijah. And look now, he prefaced it. He said, "Now listen, Jeroboam, if you'll hear me, if you'll heed me, if you will obey me." We're going to find out, friend, listen, that Jeroboam did the opposite. Isn't that amazing? Oh, how many people today, friend, listen, know the truth but abandon the truth. I'm having trouble actually trying to decide what to use as a text for this message that God has stirred my heart to. But here's what I'm going to end up using, and I'll just give other texts or say things about what could have been another text. Can I tell you? I'm going to talk to you about the problem of Jeroboam's religion. The problems with, not of, but with Jeroboam's religion, because he started one. Boy, we're living in a day where, listen friend, people just start up a new religion all the time. Isn't that amazing? I'm telling you friend, and we're going to see how it happens. I'm telling you, Jeroboam, the record we have here in the book of 1 Kings chapter 11, chapter 12, that gives a record of Jeroboam's life, his calling, his potential, his decisions, what he did. Friend, listen, if this doesn't portray and manifest the apostasy that we're in, and the reason behind the apostasy that we see manifesting itself throughout our land, throughout the world, friend, listen, I don't know any other place in the Word of God that we can find it any more clearly displayed. But can I tell you what the problem with Jeroboam's religion was? It was Jeroboam. That's exactly right. I mean to tell you, can I tell you what Jeroboam had? He had heart problems. I mean to tell you, he had heart issues. And can I tell you, friend, that's exactly what's wrong with the people today. Hey, we've got a heart issue. We've got a sinful heart. We've got a fallen heart. We've got a heart, friend, that needs the message of God, the Word of God, the power of God. We need a new heart placed in us according to the Word of God. Oh, listen. Jeroboam, I'm telling he was capable. I mean to tell you, friend, he was eloquent in his speech. He had a great mind. Can I tell you, he was a thinker. He could see. He sought help. But listen, he sought it from the wrong places. Hey, listen, he had a really good mind, but he had a sick heart. His problem was in his heart. Now I want you to know something. Jeroboam started a religion. He started a religion, and we're seeing a lot of people do what Jeroboam did. We're living in a day, friend, listen, when people are subtle. Can I tell you that? I mean to tell you, listen, they're just very subtle. They're just not starting up any old new thing and every old new thing that nothing looks at all like Christianity. Now, I know there are cults, and there are cults galore. I know there are a lot of false religions. But I'm talking about, listen, what's going on under the guise of Christianity. I'm referring to what is portrayed and what is put forth as truth and Christianity. Friend, listen, we have seen the Church of Jesus Christ. And how many times have I said this lately? We have seen the Church of Jesus Christ being transformed right before our eyes. And you know how it's being transformed? It's being transformed in a negative way. Friend, listen, there are creeps, according to the book of Jude, that have crept in deceiving people. I mean to tell you, Peter says that they're making merchandise of people because of their feigned or plastic words. Words that can be molded, friend, to such a way that they'll itch on those who have, that they'll scratch those who have itching ears, according to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 4. Can I tell you, sir, ma'am, we are in the last day apostasy. We are in the days that Paul spoke about, Peter spoke about, Jude spoke about, and Jesus warned us about. I believe with all of my heart, we're living in the days of the last apostasy that will raise its ugly head, manifest itself right before the second coming of Christ. The apostasy, friend, that will manifest itself in the characteristics of the Laodicean church, the church that's ruled by the people, or the church of the people's rule. And we're seeing that, friend, how the church that has Jesus on the outside, Revelation 3, 2020, and man on the inside. Now, as I read what I'm going to read here out of the book of 1 Kings chapter 12, I'm here to tell you, I don't have time to preach this message out today. Hey, if I even had time, I don't know if I could exhaust it. I don't have the ability to see everything that could be seen and to say everything that should be said about what's going on in America today, in the churches in America. Oh, we're seeing, friend, listen, we're seeing again the transformation of the church and these pragmatic church movement, in this pragmatic church age and the movement of that that we're seeing manifest, these seeker-sensitive churches, those churches that just purport the idea, come as you are and leave as you please. These churches that are preaching a social gospel, abandoning the gospel of the grace of God, abandoning, listen, that message, the only message that God has given to us, that Paul said unto the church of Corinth, if I or an angel or any other man bring you another gospel than that ye have received, refuse him. And yet, because, listen, the gospel men are preaching today is so appealing to the heart of fallen man, to the flesh of man, to the mind of man, to the psychology of man. Can I tell you what? They're embracing it. They're drinking the Kool-Aid, spiritually speaking. I bless God and saying that's the best thing I've ever tasted in my life. But I'll tell you, there's a problem with Jeroboam. There's a problem with Jeroboam's religion. Now listen to what the Word of God said. Now in chapter 12, Jeroboam just getting this thing up and running. By this time, listen, he had gone north, and Jeroboam built Shechem and Mount Ephraim in verse 25 of 1 Kings 12, and dwelt there, and went from thence and built Penuel. That's where I believe Jacob wrestled with the angel. And Jeroboam, now listen to this, Jeroboam said in his heart. Now look, it's good to communicate with our heart. And without a doubt, we ought to keep our heart. We ought to know what's in our heart. But can I tell you, friend, listen, the heart of the problem today is the heart of man. Hey, it's unregenerate. It's black. It's filled with darkness, if you will. I mean to tell you, it's out of the will of God and away from the will of God. And Jeroboam said in his heart, now shall the kingdom return to the house of David. He said, if this people go to do sacrifice in the house of the Lord at Jerusalem, then shall the heart of that people, of this people, turn again unto their Lord, even unto Rehoboam, king of Judah, and they shall kill me and go again to Rehoboam, king of Judah. Look at verse 28. Whereupon the king took counsel. Isn't that amazing? I wonder who he took counsel with. Ah, listen, friend, I just dropped my microphones. You just hold on. I wonder who he took counsel with. Can I tell you? Doesn't say that he prayed, but he gathered men up. He gathered men like him, friend, that didn't have the Spirit of God, didn't have the ephod of God, didn't have the Urim and the Thummim. Hey, listen, they begin to figure it out on their own, and they took counsels and said, here's what we'll do. We'll make us a convenient religion. We'll make sure that we'll make it so appealing that the people that are belonging to the 10 tribes that God has given us, we'll make sure that they don't return to the real thing. And here's how we do it. We'll make it look like the real thing. We'll get it as close to the real thing as we can. But look how they started. They started all wrong. And you know what they did? They said, listen, we're going to make two golden calves, and we're going to tell them that it's too much. It's too hard for you to go up to Jerusalem. And behold, these are thy gods, O Jerusalem, or O Israel, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Do you know what? It's amazing how the old things of the devil works again and again and again. Hey, that was appealing to the people. Three times a year, the men of Israel were supposed to go to Jerusalem to worship the one true God at a stated place, at a stated time, for a stated purpose. And oh, listen, it was more good for them than they could ever imagine. And he said, now look, you don't need to do that. Boy, that's too much. Here's what we'll do. We'll set one of these calves up at Bethel. We'll set another calf up here at Dan. And let me tell you what, the Bible said in verse 30, this thing became a sin for the people because they went to worship before the one, even at Dan. I've been to Dan. I've seen what's left of that temple that Jeroboam had built up there. It was a temple that looked like the temple in Jerusalem. But listen, it wasn't commissioned by God. It wasn't dedicated to the one true God. In verse 31, he said he made an house of high places, made priests of the lowest of the people, which were not of the sons of the Levi. You know what Jeroboam did? He lowered the standards. Do you hear me? I mean, he just said, now listen, you just come and be what you are. I'll pat you on the back, tell you how good you are. I'll build you self-esteem. I'll tell you, listen, what you want to hear. We'll just get along real good. I'll be sweet to you. I'll preach a little sermon at the Christianettes that smoke their cigarettes and drive their Chevettes. Hey, can I tell you something, friend? Listen, this appeals to the fallen nature of man, but I'll tell you what, it goes against the grain of God's Spirit, of God's Word. And He made again, in high place, and made priests of the lowest of the people, which were not of the sons of Levi. Now listen, here's the thing Jeremiah knew, but he didn't do. He knew what was right, and therefore he was an apostate. I mean to tell you, he's a picture of an apostate. An apostate's not somebody that's believed and fallen and backslidden and all of those things. Hey, a true believer can never become an apostate. Hey, an apostate is somebody that wants to look religious, act religious, do the things that saved people do, but they have nothing in their heart but their self, but their own desires, their own lust. And boy, this was Jeroboam all the way. He knew that priests were to come out of the tribe of Levi. But Jeremiah said, that's all right. You can be anything you want to be. Hey, that isn't all. Look at the next verse. Jeroboam ordained a feast in the eighth month on the 15th day of the feast. And listen to this phrase. Like the feast that is in Judah. Hey, you know what he did? He knew that feast day in the seventh month of the year, the nation of Israel, was a high day, probably the Feast of the Tabernacles, if not of Atonement. I can't remember right off, one or the other, and they came back to back to each other. And you know what Jeroboam did? Jeroboam said, I'll tell you what, I'm going to do something just like it. It won't be the feast, but it'll be kind of like it. Hey, you know what? We've got a lot of things that's called Christianity, that's like Christianity, but it's not. It appeals to the flesh. It appeals to people's emotion. It appeals to their fallen nature. I mean to tell you, they don't have to do anything that doesn't please them. It doesn't demand holiness. It doesn't demand an adherence to the Word of God. Oh, it's all about, does this please you, honey? Does that feel good to your spirit? Oh, aren't we happy, good little people? I'm telling you, friend, there's a problem with Jeroboam's religion. Do you hear me? And it was Jeroboam's heart. He knew what was right. But he abandoned all of that. He abandoned it. He made it convenient. He made it easy. He made it, listen, friend, to where it appeased man instead of pleased God. Hey, I'm telling you, friend, listen, I'm sick of the apostasy that I'm seeing run rampant in America. I'm sick of what I see going on, what I hear going on, how that men, friend, are just trying to create some new thing, trying to put a new calf in different places, trying, listen, to lower the standards of holiness, trying, listen, to turn the grace of God into lasciviousness, trying to deny the Lord God that bought them. Hey, friend, trying to change the one true God into themselves. They've abandoned the truth. They've held down the truth. They've suppressed the truth. It's not the people that are apostate don't know the truth. They just listen. They abandon the truth. They say no to what they know to be true to embrace what they know to be not true. I'm telling you, friend, listen. We need to get back to the Word. We need to repent. We need to return to the one true God. We need to cry out We need to clean up. We need to stand up. We need to be stirred up. We need to be lifted up. Oh, friend, listen. Hey, Jeroboam's problem with his religion was his heart. He had an unchanged heart. He had an unclean heart. He had an unrepentant heart. And we need that today. Oh, let's go to God and fall before Him. Repent where we need and renew as we can under the next time.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at this same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TomAndDebbie@inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now, until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.